From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Deadly bombings have rocked a largely Shiite suburb of Damascus. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, at least 12 people were killed and dozens of others injured in the Islamic State-sponsored suicide bombing attacks outside a sacred Shiite mosque.
Heavy plumes of black smoke engulf the scene of the first explosion in the Sayyida Zainab district as firefighters poured water on blazing wreckage. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the Sayyida Zainab blast, which struck the area near a revered Shiite shrine. The district normally has Shiite visitors from neighboring Lebanon, Iraq, and Iran. A number of explosions have targeted Sayyida Zainab during the past several years, threatening to exacerbate already heavy sectarian tensions. A TV correspondent said one blast near a market might have claimed more lives, but for the light Ramadan traffic. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Meanwhile, Iraqi government forces met heavy resistance from Islamic State militants in their weeks-old offensive to retake the Anbar provincial town of Fallujah. Fighting raged along three fronts, but government attempts to push into the southern district of Shuhada appeared to meet heavy resistance. That's despite government claims that elite counterterrorism units were just 3 kilometers from the city center. Al Jazeera Television reported that Islamic State militants had repulsed government forces trying to enter Fallujah from the south. The TV channel also said that Islamic State suicide attacks on government forces north of Fallujah had caused heavy casualties. This is VOA News.